This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR's news director, Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hi there, Brad.
Well, this week we had a new COVID variant first identified in South Africa. It has reached the U.S., but what can we say so far about the Omicron variant?
Well, as you said, so far, there are no cases of this new variant in Pennsylvania that we know of. So for now, it's really a waiting game as to what, if anything, happens next. We did reach out to the state health department, asked if they're making any plans for new mitigation efforts or limiting elective surgeries at hospitals, anything like that. Officials there said for now, the administration's top focus remains vaccinations.
And there are still millions in Pennsylvania who are not yet vaccinated, and also many who are eligible for boosters. Now, all adults are eligible for boosters 6 months after their last vaccination shot. The Omicron variant was a new development, but there are a few older stories that are still evolving. Lehigh County has still not certified its election results from a month ago due to ongoing litigation.
Yeah, that's over mail-in ballots. So there's still 261 outstanding ballots that haven't been counted yet in Lehigh County. That's because voters forgot to write the date on the outer envelope. Now, the judge in that case right now posted an opinion this week saying they should be counted because they're postmarked and arrived by Election Day. Lehigh County officials say no, they're waiting for all appeals to be exhausted before they go ahead and certify the results.
And the other hard-to-pin-down story that keeps going is a statewide masking mandate in schools. Currently, masks are on, but control will eventually revert to local school districts.
That's what it's looking like right now. For now, though, the next big thing that we're watching for is a ruling from the state Supreme Court. They're going to be taking up the issue next week on December 8th. So stay tuned. We'll keep following this story. Myself, as a parent of a middle schooler here in the Valley, I am watching every development closely.
So we have newly elected mayors in Allentown and Bethlehem who will be taking office on January 3rd, but they're starting to make announcements about staffing.
And there was a big one on that one this week for the WLVR newsroom. And that is our reporter Genesis Ortega will be Allentown Mayor-elect Matt Turk's new communication manager. She's been part of the WLVR news team here nearly since our beginning. She joined us in March 2020 as our Latino communities and politics reporter. She's been with PBS 39 since 2018 and has been a regular host for TV shows and debates. And Brad, she's really going to be missed.
She's a familiar voice to our listeners, and it's true, she will be missed.
We'll be watching next for Matt Turk's pick for chief of staff coming maybe next week. And over in Bethlehem, Mayor-elect William Reynolds has named Janine Santoro as his director of equity and inclusion. She was with the Bethlehem Public Library and the director for the Latino Leadership Alliance of the Lehigh Valley. He had promised to make that one of his first announcements when he was on the campaign trail. He's also announced Angie Del Grosso as his director for mayor's initiatives. Now, she was the senior VP for the Bethlehem part of the Lehigh Valley Chamber.
You know, one perhaps trivial question on my mind, will we be referring to the mayor-elect of Bethlehem as William Reynolds or Willie Reynolds, as he's widely known?
You make a good point there, and it's a good question that we've wrestled with here in our newsroom. He has been known for a long time as Willie Reynolds on City Council, but all of his campaign materials and official communications about running for mayor and now being mayor-elect have been William Reynolds. So for now, this newsroom is going with William.
Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR.